Yeah, thanks. And if you're a parent or grandparent and you think those plastic food pouches that babies and toddlers suck on while you drive down the road are the best thing since pacifiers, well, we may have a problem. A study by Greenpeace found plastic particles from those pouches are making their way into your child's body.
About 11,000 microplastic particles per pouch.
Now, that sounds like a lot, but what do I know? Is it?
I mean, 11,000 is a lot, but also we're still understanding the effects of this.
Seems like there ought to be another way.
There is another way.
And she will tell us about it after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out more. Visit a dealer. Take a test drive. Because Chevy drives Chicago. Erica Beth Levin is a Lincoln Park mom who started a baby food company 6 years ago called Global Meals Packaged in Glass Jars. She said she did not consider using plastic pouches.
Never.
And understanding that Erica has a vested interest, she is in competition with the plastic pouch companies and is trying to sell her products, she still feels this is a matter of safety.
And I would just call on the industry to really look at what they're putting out into the world and reconsider using glass.
Two of the biggest in the world were cited in that Greenpeace study, Nestle and Danone. Both emailed me that they are aware of the Greenpeace allegations and take them seriously, but their pouches are safe and are produced with strict quality and safety standards in line with all FDA food safety guidelines and regulations. The FDA doesn't seem to have taken a position on microscopic plastic particles in food other than to state on its website that current scientific evidence does not demonstrate that microplastics adversely affect human health. However, it says if that changes, it can take regulatory action. So, is there reason to be concerned? Erica thinks so.
You know, these kids, their little internal organs, they're still developing, right? So we simply just don't know the long-term effects of something like that.
Global is her company, G-L-O-B-O-W-L.
You can check our website for a list of our store locations.
On the food calendar, June is Dairy Month, and today is National Cheese Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.